This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. One of the conversations we have so often here on the show is how these sort of new legislation that are happening in states across the country are affecting our youth, the mental health of it all. In particular, a conversation that many people are having for the very first time is how these rules and regulations affect our trans youth. Well, we've got an expert on the topic joining us right now. Erin Collin is a medical student at the University of Washington who is a co-author of a new article that just came out. And the title, it pretty much sums it up. Transgender youth on puberty blockers and gender-affirming hormones have lower rates of depression and suicidal thoughts, a new study finds. Erin, thank you so much for being here. Talk to us a bit about the findings of this study and why our listeners should be paying attention to this.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak about this. This is particularly important because at baseline, transgender youth just experience such disproportionately adverse mental health outcomes. This is due to a combination of factors. We have social exclusion, but also lack of access to medical care. So as an example, we had a cohort here of 104 total youth, and the baseline outcomes there were 56.7% of them had moderate to severe depression, 50% anxiety, and 43.4% at the start of the study had some level of suicidality, meaning suicidal thoughts or as much as self-harm. What our study found was just vast reductions in depression and suicidality, a reduction of depression of 60%, suicidality 73%. More to the point, we also saw a worsening of these as much as 2 to 3-fold in severity for the folks who did not receive similar care. And we're unique because we're one of the largest and longest studies of this kind in existence. We followed these 100 or so folks over a period of roughly a year.
Mm. You know, it's really interesting because I will say I'm 34 years old and I got diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome. So part of that, when you have that, is you have mood swings. Your menstrual cycle is all over the place. And I was put on hormones that are oftentimes given to trans women. And it's completely regulated me. It's unbelievable. It's been a couple months now. But the mood swings were so severe sometimes that I would feel extremely depressed. And that was part of it. And just having the opportunity to get on a medication that could help my mood swings, that could stabilize my hormones, I felt such relief and so much gratitude. And I think that that has to be the conversation when it comes to trans kids. Like, we have to stop making it feel like, you know, that they're bad or it's something that they're doing wrong. Like, they're suicidal, they're depressed. And what this medication or what these hormones can do is just make them not want to kill themselves. I mean, it really is that simple.
Yeah, it really is. How straightforward this is just really shocking. We don't see these sorts of improvements with any sort of other treatment. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are expressing their thoughts on this, some from an apparent position of expertise. And this can make finding out the truth difficult. And, you know, I imagine that if you're a parent of a trans kid, that can just make this such a distressing position to be in because you want the best for your child. But what does that look like? You have so many different people who
you could be arrested
now. Opinions.
Well, it's up to Greg Abbott.
Yeah,
if you are
Texas.
Trying to support your kid,
exactly.
You're being charged with negligence and child abuse.
It's all so insane. It's so maddening. And you say that the results are very straightforward, right? It's right there. It's in the information. So we know that that doesn't always work for some people, right? Donald Trump. Perfect example. Doesn't matter what sort of information you presented that guy with. It wouldn't matter. He has his opinions, his beliefs. He's full of hatred. It is what it is, right? But moving forward to those who, because I believe that a lot of people are just getting bad information when it comes to trans rights, okay? And like, for instance, my stepfather is the most kind, loving human being on the planet. And he said to me over the summer one time, he says, I'll be honest, and he's the most liberal, progressive guy. He voted for Biden. He voted for Obama twice. He's very progressive. And he said to me, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this trans athlete thing. He's like, I don't really think that, you know, trans boys should be able to compete against girls because it doesn't make sense to me, right? And he's not saying that from a place of hatred or judgment. He's saying it from a place of, oh, he's being bombarded in his community and in news programs with all of this bad information about what the conversation is really about. So how do you take this very straightforward, very clear, concise information from this study and impact change with it at a national level? What's the next step? How does this happen?
Yeah, that is the 10,000-foot question. Going from the clinic to the nation as a whole isn't nearly as straightforward as delivering the care.
Yeah.
But the truth isn't nearly as opaque as it might seem at first glance. I will say that the overwhelming majority of clinicians, doctors, scientists, who actually have regular contact with trans kids, who actually work with them on a regular basis, who have studied these, all agree that gender-affirming care is the most beneficial approach long-term, and the emerging evidence indicates that this applies to the short-term as well. And just bringing it to the legislative perspective, we see it spreading through all these different states across the country, and it does pose a tangible and real harm to trans people. And I get the impression that every time people, such as your stepfather, who mentioned that they aren't sure what this means, they're really saying this out of a position of concern. They want what's best for everybody in the community. Well,
Aaron, we appreciate
the evidence.
You.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, all the evidence points to very clear answers.
Oh, yep, exactly. It really is this straightforward. Gender-affirming care is life-saving care.
Thank you so much for taking the time to have the conversation with us and for writing this article. It's a beautiful and important study, and we appreciate you. Aaron Collin, a medical student at the University of Washington School of Medicine, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.